Last year, a corporate executive in Kansas wrote an email explicitly stating that his electric utility company, Westar Energy, arranged campaign contributions to several members of Congress. Westar was seeking a loophole that would have exempted it from federal oversight of its finances. The document that details the legislation for money scheme is on the internet for anyone to see, but it's not getting much attention on Capitol Hill. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Nobody in Washington puts things like this in writing. But Doug Lawrence was in Topeka, Kansas, where he was vice president for public affairs at Westar Energy. In May 2002, he emailed a colleague explaining how Westar was lobbying to win its own special regulatory loophole in Congress. Quote, "We have a plan for participation to get a seat at the table," unquote. The plan was a so-called package of campaign contributions, totaling $56,500, the money mostly going to candidates associated with powerful Republicans, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, House Commerce Committee Chairman Billy Tozan, the Commerce Energy Subcommittee Chairman Joe Barton, and Senator Richard Shelby. Lawrence wrote that DeLay, Tozan, and Barton, quote, "made this request in lieu of contributions made to their own campaigns," unquote. All of the contributions were, in fact, delivered. This episode came to light because Westar was targeted by the Securities and Exchange Commission and a federal grand jury on unrelated issues. The company's board of directors did its own investigation and made the results public. Congressman Barton says Lawrence didn't address the reality of the situation. Senior members of Congress routinely raise money.
And I have been doing it for 19 years, totally ethically and honestly, legally, to indicate that some minor amendment would be dictated on how a few thousand dollars given to this event or that event is just simply untrue. I mean, I don't want to be impolite about it, but it's just untrue.
DeLay, Tozan, and Shelby have also denied any wrongdoing. Barton made no bones about targeting his amendment for Westar. The subject came up at a hearing in February 2002. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey was alleging that the amendment opened up a loophole for many electric utilities, when Barton said no, this was just for Westar.
Would the gentleman yield on this line?
Go ahead, sir.
That particular provision in the bill was put in for a company that's our companies in the Midwest.
The amendment stayed in the bill until Westar came under investigation. Then Barton removed it. Newspapers in Kansas, then national papers, picked up the story. This might seem like the stuff of partisan outrage, Democrats accusing Republicans of putting legislation up for sale. But Democrats are not jumping on it. Some of the party's fiercest partisans say they've been busy fighting on big issues, like the child tax credit and Homeland Security funding. Some others claim ignorance. One just shrugged and silently smiled. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi said it wasn't a matter for the party leadership.
I have no knowledge of anything like that, and I don't know anything about it.
The only House Democrat publicly raising Westar as an issue is John Conyers, ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee. He sent a letter to Attorney General John Ashcroft calling for a special prosecutor on Westar. Conyers says the Justice Department shouldn't handle the case because when Ashcroft was in the Senate, he got money from Westar executives, too.
I think this deserves investigation. So in the friendliest tone that I can muster, I say to the Attorney General, let's let somebody do it.
But Gary Ruskin of the Congressional Accountability Project says the House Democrats aren't serious, not until one of them files a complaint with the House Ethics Committee.
If they file a complaint, it does trigger some process, and that is the single thing that the Democrats could do to actually do something constructive, but because they run at wimp factor 10, they haven't done this for years, and we bet they won't do it this time either because they're just too scared.
The Ethics Committee chairman, Colorado Republican Joel Heffley, said last week his panel was not looking at the possible influence of campaign contributions from Westar. In fact, he hadn't heard from anyone about the case. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.